Paul, how would you describe the camp Tucker Poolman has had for your group?
It's really, really solid. He's a big, powerful man that skates well, and he was ready to go, so he came to camp exceptionally fit. So he could push through those days and still be noticeable. Yeah, he's had a really solid camp.
Obviously, waiting for your opportunity is part of the game. What does it say about his ability to sort of persevere through that combination of injuries and healthy scratches in the two previous years about where he's at?
Well, you've got to go through that process, especially if you're not a guy that comes in and gets handed a job. You got to fight for it a little bit, and he's had some adversity in that. Everybody develops at a different pace, different tour. You know, I don't know that he was behind it. Probably would have liked him to come out of college a year earlier and get some experience, but he's one of those guys I've liked his game, and then when I go back and watch the video, I like it even more. Right? There's a lot of little details there with the stick. He's playing hard. Yeah, I've been happy with him.
What are his biggest strengths?
Just his ability to close the gap, right? He can get across the ice with that big long reach of his and break up an awful lot of plays. There's some physicality because he gets there at a high rate of speed. The adjustments that we made of what we're asking our back end to do, it's built for him. You get across the ice like that and close the gap. I think he'll do well here.
Obviously, it's preseason. Some games are scrambly. Lineups are different. Is there any element of concern at all, though? Connor's given up 9 goals in his 2 starts, or anything that you see from him that's maybe a bit off?
Not yet for the goalies. You know, it's I'm not worried about it.
Would you want to get him one more start, though?
Yeah, so he's going to mini. But LB's going to play as well. I think we'll give Connor either half or 2/3, and LB will get the game.
Thank you.
What have you liked about Luoto through this camp, Paul?
Just try to find the word to describe what I see. It's will, right? He is there's a lot to process out there, but he just battles on everything, every shift, and he won't let himself get tired, right? It's a lot for him. But he looks like a guy that's got all the hard things figured out and not particularly worried about showing a fancy play. I mean, a real nice pass across on the seam, so there's some skill there, but he's smart enough to figure out that he's not bringing that to the table first. You know, if I really snap it around here and bring some risk to my game just to show my skill level, he showed his battle level instead, and he's in the mix for sure.
What does it say about a guy, you know, a veteran player, of course, will maybe shy away from blocking a shot. He has made sure to get in front of a lot of shots throughout the preseason, hasn't he?
Well, like I said, he figured out all the hard things that we talk about in the room that we want to do, and he makes sure he displays them every night. Heavy on the walls, hard stick, stays in the scrums along the walls, and those shot blocks are going to be critical for us.
Just a quick rewind on Tucker Poolman. So where do you see his role going into the season, starting the season?
Probably exactly where it is right now. I mean, I don't want to unveil the spots, right? It's probably have to talk to a couple of guys before that, but he's earned the right, in my mind, to be in the opening night lineup.
What else stood out for you about tonight? Good or not so good?
Well, I was watching those guys. I liked Bork again. You know, there's something there. He and Letestu have some chemistry. They play it right. I liked Luoto on that. Vili's got some ice in his veins, and it was a pretty good open up 10-2 there around the horn. I like that.
You had him on the first power play back there. Thinking just let's just see what he can do and just keep giving him more, it seems.
Yeah. Mindful of his age and mindful that he at his age has to play an awful lot of hockey, a meaningful hockey to develop. But we've been, like I had said earlier, somebody asked me about his camp. What I remember so far is a one-on-one battle with Blake Wheeler in front of the net about 5 or 6 days into camp. You know the skill is there. His feet have gotten to the point, he's so smart, and he's gotten faster in this camp, which is unusual for an 18-year-old who's slight. Normally, and this was a very heavy camp, they break about that 7 to 10 day, right? They get slower, they're just worn right out. But he's so efficient on his skates. He's a much, I guess it's how you describe somebody's skating. Because I think the knock was he didn't have an awful lot of speed, but why would that matter if you're in the right spot all the time? So skating is an asset, not something that'll keep him out of the league. I want to see him play, and I want to see him here, and we'll see where it goes.
Have you decided where he'll start the season?
Not yet, no. No, I haven't.
With a player of his size, you sort of expect once he gets into those big man one-on-one battles, he'll lose a step. But he had a one-on-one sequence with Leon Draisaitl tonight where he followed him around and wasn't out-muscled at all. Can he handle that game at this stage? And what's the route to get even better?
You know, I don't mind standing up here and saying I don't know. Right? He's 18. He's been here for a couple of weeks. I go back to I saw him. I think Blake Wheeler was trying him a little bit, see how he'd do. And a very, very smart player, right? Like he's on the right side of the puck all the time, so he's not left chasing the game, and he just doesn't put himself in a position where it's pure strength, but he's a bit of a dog on a bone there. He's not coming off a guy. He doesn't play off people.
And the last one for me is it looks like defensemen are stepping up at their own blue line to, as the puck comes through the neutral zone, they're stepping up, they're trying to cut off passes, they're trying to get in the way. Through two periods, it looked like it worked great. What was your assessment of it overall tonight, in that particular aspect?
The idea of being able to do that is almost solely based on the forwards, right? The D have a pretty good idea of what they're trying to do. They're either right or wrong based on where the forwards are on that. I thought it wasn't our best ask. It was good enough. Like we were okay with it through two periods. I liked what we had given up. I didn't think we'd given up much at all. But we started going to our back end in the neutral zone and started to see if we could create something. And they did the opposite, right? They went real simple and clean and started to shoot some pucks that caused a little more chaos for us. So I didn't like our third at all, but I'm not gonna grind that video too hard.